Now for the linkage isomers, we're looking at ligands that will bind through different donor atoms. You guys are going to need to memorize all of this stuff on this particular page because this gives you the names for the ligands. So in this case, if it's binding through the nitrogen, okay, then it's a nitro ligand. Over here, if it's binding through an oxygen, it's nitrito. So remember, you're going to have several examples of naming to do in the final exam. It's important to remember where exactly all these ligands are that I'm going to give you names from. So some of them are on those previous tables of monodentate ligands and bidentate ligands. In this case, I'm saying this is where you find the ones for the potential linkage isomers that I can simply put into the naming problems. So cyano, when you bond through nitrogen, becomes isocyano. Thiocyanato, when it binds through nitrogen, becomes isothiocyanato. And then this guy here indicates why these sort of compounds can be of interest. So this one here is methyl isocyanate. There was a use that was quite extensive for this in the 80s to make an insecticide called 7. When we get to the latter part of the course, we'll be looking at the characteristic reactions of organic compounds. So the characteristic reaction of this guy, it undergoes a guy called nucleophilic addition. When you carry a nucleophilic addition of this to an alcohol, you'll get that insecticide. Now, in a big plant in India, they were making this stuff up, a place called Bhopal, and the plant exploded. It has been the largest chemical catastrophe on the planet. It was built, the chemical factory was in a really densely built up area, and it simply obliterated everything off the landscape for kilometres around it. Because it was India, the payouts and stuff like that were relatively minor, but the number of people that were killed were absolutely phenomenal. It was simply a mistake in the plant, and they didn't recover from it very well, and serious consequences. So those sort of compounds, any of these guys here, they're good ligands. That's the characteristics of all of these guys. So if you put them into a human, they're going to bind very strongly to any metals that are present and take out all of the metals that are doing enzymatic functions in you. So they're potent toxins.